Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Erevin. Today we are learning parak Ches Mishnah Hey and parak Ches Mishnah Vav. Now, in order to establish an Erev Chatzeros in a courtyard where there are non-Jews living as well, the Jewish residents need to rent the rights of the non-Jewish homes, number one. And number two, as we learned many times, in order for the Erev Chatzeros to work, all of the Jewish residents need to contribute to the Erev in order for the Erev to work. Now the Mishnah here in Perek Ches Mishnah is going to discuss whether these two requirements apply to residents who left the courtyard, who left the Chatzer for Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Hamaniach beso veholach lishbos b'irach eres. If there's a person who left his home and he went to spend Shabbos in another town, Echad Nachri v'Echad Yisrael, whether that person is a non-Jew who did not rent his rights to the Jewish residents, or whether that person is a Jew who did not contribute to the Erev, Hareza Oser, says the Mishnah, he forbids any of the Jews living in that chatzah from carrying, because he is considered a resident of the courtyard even while he is out of town. As the Bartanur points out, according to Rabbi Meir, a home without owners present on Shabbos is going to be treated as if it's still an occupied residence, as if there are people living there. Divrei Rabbi Meir, again, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. However, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eino Oser. Rabbi Yehuda says that he does not forbid them from carrying, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, only those who are actually present in the courtyard on Shabbos are going to be considered courtyard residents, and therefore, if they go away, they would not disqualify the Erev from taking effect. Continuing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Nachri Oser Yisrael Eino Oser. That Rabbi Yossi says that a non-Jewish resident who left town would forbid the Jewish residents from carrying unless they rented his rights. But, says Rabbi Yossi, a Jewish resident who left town without contributing to the Eruv would not forbid the residents from carrying. Why, explains Rabbi Yossi? Shein Derech Yisrael Lava B'Shabbos. For it's not the way, it's not typical for a Jew to return home on Shabbos if he was out of town when Shabbos begun. That according to Rabbi Yossi, he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that if someone is away from home for an entire Shabbos, he doesn't need to participate in his courtyard's Erev for that particular Shabbos. And therefore, since a Jewish person who leaves town for Shabbos usually returns only after Shabbos is over, he's not going to forbid the resident of his courtyard from carrying if he didn't contribute to the Erev. However, as the Bartanura explains, when it comes to a non-Jew who leaves town for Shabbos, he might very well return on Shabbos itself. Therefore, because it's unknown whether he's going to be away for the entire Shabbos, he does forbid all of the Jewish residents from carrying unless they rented his courtyard rights before Shabbos. Continuing in the Mishnah, as we learn an even more lenient view, Rabbi Shimon says, Afilu hiniach beis of halach lishbos etzel Bito, Bo Sawyer, even if a Jew left his home and he went to spend Shabbos with his daughter in that very same city, says the Mishnah Eino Oser, he does not forbid the residents from carrying. Shekvar Hisiami Libo, for he's already dismissed from his mind, he already removed from his thoughts any idea of possibly returning. That is, the Bartender points out, Rabbi Shimon agrees that someone who is away from home for an entire Shabbos does not forbid the other residents from carrying, and he takes this but he takes this one step further than Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. While they permit the other residents to carry only if the Jewish resident left town completely for Shabbos, since obviously then he's not going to be able to return on Shabbos, Rabbi Shimon permits him to carry, even if he permits the people in the courtyard to carry, even if the Jewish resident stayed in town at his daughter's home, since then too it is unlikely, according to Rabbi Shimon, that he's going to leave his daughter's home on Shabbos and return home. And as the Bartanura points out, however, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi in this regard, namely that when it comes to a non-Jew who left town for Shabbos, in that case, if he left town without them renting his residence, he would disqualify the Erev. But if a Jewish person left town for Shabbos, then in that situation, and only if he left town, but if he leaves town, then there, because he's not going to return on Shabbos, we would not disqualify the Erev if he didn't contribute to the Erev. Now, the rest of this parak of Parak Ches is going to discuss the actual procedure for drawing or disposing of water in a courtyard on Shabbos. Now, the missionary is going to discuss two courtyards that are next to one another that are separated by a wall. Each courtyard has its own individual Eruv, but the two courtyards have not joined in a common Eruv. We're going to learn here several opinions as to what must be done before water may be drawn from a water pit that is within both of these courtyards. It says the Mishnah, Bor Shebein Shtei Chatzeres, if there's a water pit that is shared by two courtyards and the wall that separates them passes over the top of the pit, leaving part of the pit in each courtyard. Ein memalin mimen b'shabbos ella im asu lo mechitza gavoha asara tfachin. The people living in the courtyards may not fill a bucket of water from it on Shabbos unless they made another wall inside the pit that is at least 10 tfachim high. That since the courtyards did not join in an Erev, residents are not allowed to draw water from the other courtyard, and when there is no noticeable separation within the pit, the water drawn from anywhere in the pit is viewed as having been drawn from both sides of the pit, which wouldn't be allowed. As the Bar Tanura points out, the rabbis therefore require that this mechitza be placed, this wall be placed in the pit itself in order to divide it into half. And continues the Mishnah, Bein Milamala, Bein Milamata, Bein Mitoch Ogno. The wall works whether most of it is above water, whether most of it is below water, or whether it is entirely within the rim of the pit itself and does not even reach the water. So that's exactly what the Mishnah says in terms of drawing from the water. As the Bar Tanura points out, because of this serious need to draw water on Shabbos, the rabbis relied on this halachic concept, something that we don't typically rely upon, and it's referred to as good achis, which literally means that a wall is viewed as extending all the way downward beyond where it actually ends. Therefore, it's going to extend into the water and divide it halachically, even if it's not actually going all the way down. However, the Chacham allowed this leniency, as the Bar Tanura points out, only when the mechitza is within the pit, where it looks like it is separating the water. Continuing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Beis Shammai Omrim Milamata. Beis Shammai says that 9 tefachim of the wall must be below the water, that the waters of the two courtyards are clearly separated. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Milamala. But Beis Hillel is more lenient, and he says, no, 9 tefachim of the partition of the wall may be above water. Only 1 tefach needs to be below the actual water. Now here's the most lenient opinion. Says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Lo tehi mechitza gedola min hakosel shebinam, that a wall inside the pit should not be more effective than the existing wall between the two courtyards that passes over the top of the pit. Meaning, although the existing wall does not, says Rabbi Yehuda, extend into the wall itself, it nevertheless creates a legal separation between the two courtyards. Therefore, water may be drawn without any mechitza whatsoever, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, as long as you have a clear wall there, even if it's not separating the water itself, that is sufficient. That is enough. As the Bar Tanura points out, however, the halacha is not in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. Quick review, Perek Ches, Mishnah Hey taught us, number one, the question of whether or not if a person leaves town for Shabbos, number one, if it's a non-Jew, do we have to rent his house even though he's not there from him? If it's a Jew, what if he doesn't participate in the Eruv? Is he going to disqualify the Eruv because he didn't participate when he's not around town? So we said that was a machlokas in our Mishnah. The Rabbi Meir was of the opinion that both of them would forbid the remaining residents from carrying, because they're still considered to be residents of the courtyard even when they're out of town. Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that they're not going to prohibit them from carrying, because only those who are actually present in the courtyard on Shabbos are considered residents of the courtyard, and then even if they didn't participate in the Erev, or if the non-Jew, you didn't rent the house from him, you're still going to have a valid Erev. Rabbi Yossi distinguished between the case of the non-Jew and the case of the Jew. We said that in the case of the non-Jew who left town for Shabbos, that would forbid the residents from carrying because he could easily come back for Shabbos if he didn't rent the home from him. And however, says Rabbi Yossi, and this is again how we paskin, when it comes to a Jew who left town for Shabbos, he's not going to return on Shabbos itself. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, if the Jewish person didn't participate in the Erev and he left town for Shabbos, he would not disqualify the Erev. And again, that's how he paskin. Rabbi Shimon disagreed, however, and he said, no, that even if a Jew left his house and went to spend Shabbos somewhere else in the same city, even though he might technically come back, the Erev there would work as well. But again, we don't paskin like that as well. And then Perek Ches Mishnah Vav began discussing the halachos of trying to draw water from a pit on Shabbos that is being shared by two courtyards that don't have a joint Erev. And we said that unless there's a wall that is at least 10 tfachim high in the pit, that's the only way that you can separate the water and determine, okay, this water can belong to this group, this water can belong to that group, and that is going to be sufficient. It was a bit of machlokas in our Mishnah, according to Bishum Yishalai and Beis Hill, regarding whether it can be only above water, the opinion of Beis Hill, that as long as it's above water and only one tefach below, that's sufficient. According to Beis Shammai, it has to be at least 9 tfachim below the water. That was a machlokas there in our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda was even more lenient, and he said, no, that you don't need any partition at all. Once you have a wall separating the courtyards, then you don't need an additional wall separating the actual water within to be able to distinguish this half of the water belongs to this courtyard and that half of the water belongs to that courtyard, because again, according to him, the wall in between the courtyards themselves is enough. Have a great day.